I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
On the warm side, 52 degrees.
Dry roads and a nice start to the morning drive. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The coronavirus, a special hour on Utah's morning news.
Well, the Washington Post reports the CDC is considering a recommendation for all Americans to wear masks in public. Discussions are taking place now and no final decision has been reached.
George Washington University Dr. James Phillips was asked on CNN whether a mask recommendation would be appropriate.
It makes logical sense that if everyone, including those who may be spreading the virus, was wearing that mask as sort of a shield over their face to prevent droplets from getting out into the air, that it would limit the transmission of the virus. Now, cloth masks are not recommended to try to prevent you from getting disease. That's been shown to not work. That's why we don't wear cloth masks in the hospital. I think the CDC and the federal government will end up coming out with a recommendation for people to wear masks, specifically to prevent droplet spread. I think that's coming.
Yeah.
Critics say a mask recommendation could make people take social distancing less seriously.
Governor Gary Herbert telling all Utahns the next couple of weeks are going to be critical in the battle against COVID-19.
We expect you to have self-discipline, self-control, self-enforcement, and self-impose upon yourself.
The governor's coronavirus task force is emphasizing the need for everyone to exercise social distancing in order to keep from overwhelming our healthcare system.
Are hospitals ready for even more COVID-19 patients? Plans are being made and ventilators are being counted.
The coronavirus. Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards. Mary.
Tim, if our hospitals don't have enough ventilators, doctors may have to decide who gets one and who doesn't when they need help breathing from coronavirus. Now, one figure puts it at 170 ventilators in the state right now. But state officials told the Deseret News they are still counting and working on getting more. One analysis says that Utah will need at least 194 ventilators at the peak of the crisis, which modeling shows to be coming on April 27th, but that can change every day. The state task force says they are optimistic there will be enough resources. Live near E. Richards, KSL News Radio.
Meanwhile, Intermountain Healthcare is explaining some potential pay cuts that could affect some employees in a couple of months. The coronavirus, our live team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's John Wojcik. John?
Yeah, Amanda, some Intermountain Healthcare employees may see pay adjustments by June. These employees would be a limited number of physicians and advanced practice providers. They are the individuals that are experiencing significant reductions to their workload because the coronavirus has temporarily halted non-urgent procedures. Dr. Mark Brasacker, chief physician executive at Intermountain Healthcare, released a video message to impacted workers saying that they need to be flexible at times like this.
Our priority is to help you continue to work and have a stable income. We're doing that through temporary measures for redeployment and compensation. This will help us meet the needs of our patients as well as reduce uncertainty for you and your families.
Now, it's important to note that in a statement released yesterday, Intermountain says that so far no pay cuts have taken place and that they are, quote, doing everything possible to keep employees working. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
It was the worst day yet as the toll rises. KSL's top national stories now. Shawn Michael Lyle reports live from the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, COVID-19 took the lives of 550 Americans yesterday, the worst toll yet, pushing U.S. deaths to more than 3,100. Dr. Tony Fauci says laboratories are developing medications.
We hope one or more of them will be available.
Total confirmed infections in the U.S., 165,000. Europe's highly regarded healthcare systems are not holding up to the pandemic. Death rates are extremely high in Italy, with more than 10% mortality. Among those sickened, Spain not much better. Germany is the exception with a just 1% death rate. Florida's governor doesn't want passengers from Holland America cruise ship Zaandam to disembark. Four people on board died of COVID-19.
We think it's a mistake to be putting people into southern Florida right now, given what we're dealing with.
Governor DeSantis prefers sending healthcare workers onto the ship once it arrives in Fort Lauderdale. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. And workers walked out at an Amazon warehouse in New York after several employees tested positive. Organizer Chris Smalls tells CNBC the company is not following CDC guidelines.
It cost me my job, but
I don't want to work for a company that doesn't take care of their people.
Amazon says the job action is unfounded and Smalls was fired for violating social distancing rules. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. Lots of clouds and a few scattered showers on tap for the Wasatch Front today.
Got another storm rolling in here, and it looks like we do have a chance for some wet weather Wednesday evening, either rain or snow showers, but warming up before we get there. Today and tomorrow, highs around 60. In fact, we're a little above 60 today and close to it tomorrow. We're going to cool down on Thursday, and then we'll see those temperatures bouncing back up a little bit for the weekend.
Grant says there is a chance for some showers on Saturday and Sunday, even though temperatures climbed near 60. He says Monday we can expect mostly cloudy skies and showers.
Coming up on KSL, what school resource officers are up to now that schools are closed.
And triple team traffic.
Good start on I-15 along the Wasatch Front. You got dry roads, it looks like, in Parley's Canyon, but some slow-moving vehicles going uphill. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time 6:05.
Your constant news source and companion. Play KSL on your Amazon Alexa at home and stream our in-depth talk coverage all day. Go to KSLNewsRadio.com.
Hey there, homeowners. Have you had that annoying experience of low water pressure in the shower where you hardly had enough pressure to wash the shampoo out of your hair? You know, the same shower you have to yell, "Don't flush the toilet, I'm in the shower!" Don't put up with this anymore. Get rid of those old, rusty, corroded pipes and get brand new PEX or copper pipes. Repipe Specialist does repiping unlike anyone else. It's all they do. They've been giving customers great water pressure, clean, clear water, and a pipe leak-free home for over 25 years. All in just 1 to 2 days at half the cost of a plumber with a lifetime guarantee. Everyone deserves great water pressure, and no more getting scalded in the shower or having to see and drink rusty colored water. Call us today for your free in-home estimate. We'll even take 20% off our already low price when you call us today. Repipe Specialists. Call today, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988.
What's calling you? At Weber State University, you'll find opportunities and support to pursue paths that spark your passion. From arts to aerospace to serving others, they've got you, and you won't make the climb alone. You'll find people to help you succeed. Weber State University is your opportunity to meet and change the world. It could be your next step after religious or military service. Flexible programs and stackable credentials keep you moving ever upward without losing credits or time, which means you can do what works for you. Start with your certificate or associate's degree. Travel or move right into your bachelor's program. You can come back for your master's or go for the summit and earn your doctorate in nursing practice. With Weber State's low tuition and generous financial aid, the climb is even easier, and a quality education is within your reach. Can't wait to get started? Summer registration is open today. Visit weber.edu/pursuit. Weber State University. Your pursuit starts here.
Thanks for waking up with us this morning. We're keeping an eye on a story in the Washington Post that reports the CDC is at least considering a recommendation for all of us to wear masks in public. No decision has been made on that yet, but it may be forthcoming.
The governor's office wants to help small businesses feeling the impact of stay-at-home recommendations, making $8.5 million available for loans. April runs a salon in Midvale where 15 employees have been sent home.
I can tell that everyone is a little bit, you know, kind of gearing up for, you know, hard times and struggle. People are calling me, what am I supposed to do? They're asking me, like, you know, have you looked into the small business loan?
The governor's bridge loan program will provide zero interest loans for businesses employing 50 people or less. Business can complete the application for these loans at business.utah.gov.
School resource officers are staying busy, even with students out. Officers with the Salt Lake City Police Department are helping out and handing out school meals every day. It is their way of helping the students and the families they serve within the Salt Lake School District.
A Salt Lake City man is in trouble for reportedly base jumping in Zion National Park. A park spokesperson says the man was jumping from the Great White Throne. It's an iconic white Navajo sandstone. monolith. Base jumping is illegal inside national park boundaries. The park says the jumper was given a citation. He and his two companions were also cited for camping out of bounds and violating a raptor nesting closure.
Boy, now more than ever, you have to abide by the rules within the national parks,
yes,
because we're at risk of losing the opportunity to get out there and have one less place to go release yourself of some of the pressure and stress we're feeling right now. KSL News Time 609. Let's get another look at how the roads are doing this morning. Our first chance to get triple team traffic for you, brought to you by Mountain America's My Style Checking with Rewards. We do again, however, start with Andy Farnsworth.
And it's a nice start to the drive through Salt Lake County. I-15 all clear. 201 freeway just a little busy out at 7200 West, but good to go. SR-36 and I-80 out of Tooele, and the roads are dry today. Much better. Eric?
In Utah County, likewise, no problems from Provo northbound on I-15 up to Point of the Mountain from University Avenue. Expect your basically normal travel time, 20 minutes to get up to Salt Lake County. And same for Saratoga Springs drivers, no trouble on Redwood Road going north. Heather?
It's a good commute for those of you in Weber and Davis County and even further north up toward the Idaho border. We have heard there's a little bit of rain up there, but it doesn't seem to be hitting the roads at this time. So a dry commute and no problems getting into Salt Lake City. Utah Online School, the premier online school for Utah students. At Utah Online, classes are free, accredited, NCAA and Regents approved. Flexible part-time or full-time enrollment. UtahOnline.org. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, and it is a warm day today. How warm do we get? Let's find out with you, Grant.
Well, we got a warmer day today as the storm approaches from the northwest. A lot of clouds move in as well. Breezy up to 63 degrees, and tomorrow partly cloudy and still a warm day, 57. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Warm downtown this morning, 52 degrees.
I've heard that there have been some problems with the Zoom app. Do you use Zoom ever, Tim? That's multi-video conferencing?
Yeah, we did it the other day. Didn't find any problems at all.
I've heard that some people have been hacked by Zoom. We're going to find out more about what's going on with that with Rebecca Jarvis coming up in a moment here on KSL News Radio.
That's next at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks again for waking up to Utah's news station.
We have a house.
And we decided, okay, we're going to sell the house on our own.
I never imagined how hard it would be. I decided to call the realtor. He was telling me, dude, what are you doing? You can sell your house for more money.
Without a realtor, we were going to sell for $190.
And at the end, we sell the house for $205.
So, it's so quite good. A bit more.
You know?
And we couldn't have done that without a realtor.
Let an experienced realtor guide you. Go to myrealtorstory.com.
There are times when our need to connect really matters. To keep customers and employees in the know. To keep business moving. Comcast Business is prepared for times like these. Powered by the nation's largest gig speed network to help give you the speed, reliability, and security you need. Tools to manage your business from any device, anywhere. And a team of experts here for you 24/7. Because when every connection counts, you can count on us. Learn more at comcastbusiness.com/response.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to man, mano a mano.
Hey, Steve. It's now a good time?
No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Boy, this story about the possibility of the CDC recommending masks in public has really spawned a lot of conversation this morning, and people wondering if healthcare professionals can't get the masks they need, how's the public, the general public, going to get their hands on some? And what does that mean for the supply of those that really need them every day?
Right.
We'll keep an eye on it for you this morning. But thanks for reaching out on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line at 57500. KSL News Time, 614. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a Walmart executive is promising voluntary masks for 1 million plus Walmart employees. They'll also implement additional safety steps like checking employees' temperatures every time they clock in. I'm KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
Second, Governor Gary Herbert has signed another 125 bills into law. Those include increasing the minimum age to 21 to buy e-cigarettes in Utah. E-cig retailers also have more strict guidelines with increased penalties.
Third, let's see what the roads look like this morning. Brought to you by Mountain America's MyStyle Checking with Rewards.
They're all dry right now. No accidents reported. We do have a little bit of slowing in Parley's Canyon, mostly going up those big hills as you try to make your way between Salt Lake and Park City. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of clouds today, up to 63. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
52 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Another milestone in the global pandemic. The number of COVID-19 cases now topping 800,000. The number of deaths closing in on 40,000. New York still the epicenter. Governor Andrew Cuomo putting out the call to healthcare workers for help. And paramedic Jack Chapman in New York City admitting,
I don't think we were really prepared for how widely this has spread.
The Navy hospital ship USNS Comfort is now docked in New York's harbor, and the Jacob Javits Convention Center in Manhattan has been turned into a 3,000-bed medical facility. Lieutenant General Todd Simonik with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says they're looking to do the same thing at more than 300 similar facilities around the country.
We've got to be able to make sure that decision makers at local and state levels really have to be able to probably think about what is worst case, and I'd much rather take the time to convert a facility, and if it's not used in 4 weeks, it's going to be okay.
ABC's Karen Travers has more from Washington.
The COVID-19 pandemic has prompted an unprecedented rollback of federal regulations that will enable healthcare providers to act without fear they may be penalized later. One key development, what the White House is calling hospitals without walls, where cities can build makeshift hospitals in convention centers, college dorms, or even gymnasiums. The Trump administration says it's empowering local communities to tap into the capacity that already exists in their communities. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
The World Health Organization is telling some countries they squandered their chances to stop COVID-19 before it gained a foothold. Italy, France, and Spain, with some of the best healthcare systems in the world, are beginning to buckle under the crush of coronavirus patients. In Spain, they have reported 849 deaths in one day in the last 24 hours, the highest one-day total since the pandemic began. Countdown clocks are ticking, though, again in Tokyo for the Olympics. The date on all of them all over the city. You're listening to ABC News.
All right, time now for the KSL In-Depth. The FBI has issued a warning about the Zoom video conferencing company.
ABC's Rebecca Jarvis has more on what concerns are being raised about hackers and people's privacy.
This app, Zoom, has become one of the most popular out there because of its video conferencing feature. It's the most popular app for iPhones right now, and a number of schools are using the app for teleteaching. But now the FBI is warning about Zoom bombing. That is when an outsider comes in and hijacks a conversation. The Massachusetts FBI authorities have now seen this happen in a couple of schools where an outsider came in, shouted a teacher's name and home address in the context of a conversation that was supposed to be a classroom. And Amy, the FBI is warning people to be vigilant. There's also some privacy questions now out there about Zoom. Zoom says that it will be working tirelessly to resolve these issues. And they also have some recommendations for users this morning.
Our listeners will remember, Amanda, that last week, I think it was Thursday, gubernatorial candidate Amy Winder Newton was having a, along with a running mate, a virtual town hall that was hacked. And somebody got on and for a brief time had pornography and racial slurs that were running during their town hall. And they had to take to Twitter to talk about it and then apologize later on other social media, including Facebook. So it's happened here.
I'm so naive about how this works. I thought you had to receive an invite to a Zoom video conference in order to be part of the conference. But I guess if you're a hacker, you can hack into that somehow.
They always seem to find a way, don't they?
They always find a way.
The In-Depth at 15 and 45.
6:19, let's get a look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's MyStyle Checking with rewards. And we go back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, it's a nice start to the drive today. Dry roads make all the difference. Full speeds on I-15, 215, and 21st South as we get things started. Even Bangor Highway really light from South Jordan to the airport. Eric?
Hence, looking good out to Park City, if that's where you're going. I-80 through Parley's Canyon, you've got dry roads there. And US 40 along the Wasatch back, no trouble going north from Heber City up to the Park City turnoff. Down in Utah County, I-15 in solid shape too. Northbound, southbound, no accidents reported so far. Heather?
We do have an accident up north. This is southbound I-15. It's after you leave South Willard Bay area, but just before you get into Far West. Looks like the vehicles have pulled themselves over to the right shoulder, so there's no delays there, and the roads are dry. So everybody should be fine. Still about a 30-minute commute right now if you're leaving Ogden, heading south into downtown Salt Lake, and no problems on US 89 or Legacy Parkway. Alta Bank is Utah's largest community bank. Join us each Friday here on KSL for Alta Banking. Weekly business talk geared towards elevating your financial future. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Grant's got your 7-day forecast.
More clouds moving in. Breezy warm today up to 63 degrees. 57 tomorrow, partly cloudy. Could get some shower tomorrow night. And then cooler on Thursday, 47, partly cloudy skies. More sun on Friday, we're at 53. Partly cloudy on Saturday, 55, with a slim chance of showers. Could get some rain on Sunday, 59, and then more rain Monday, 50. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now in downtown, it's 52 degrees. I know many of us have questions about the coronavirus. In fact, we're going to have some answers to some of the questions later on this morning at 8 o'clock when we speak to a fascinating scientist up at the University of Utah who is studying mucus. She's studying mucus, and she's been given a grant to go in depth on what I didn't realize, that some of us spread things like viruses more effectively than others. We are super spreaders of the virus, but we'll talk more with her at 8 o'clock. And then this afternoon at 12:30, we have this fascinating show where you can call and ask your questions. It is the Utah Coronavirus Call-In Show. Every day with experts here on KSL News Radio, you just call 801-575-8255 and ask your questions.
Yeah, and I just want to remind everybody, too, that now you can also hear that again in case you miss it in the middle of the day. It is re-airing along with some other coverage that we're providing each evening between 7 and 8 o'clock. So doing our best whenever we can to pass along information that is going to be helpful and healthful for your family. And we appreciate you trusting us with all of that this morning. Give us a minute. We'll come back and see what's happening in money news today. I saw a headline that Macy's, Kohl's, and Gap are starting to furlough employees right now while their stores are shut down. I would imagine we'll hear more like that, more of those kinds of stories coming out. We're going to be talking with Adam Shapiro later this morning about how the markets are reacting to all of this after a big day yesterday. So your money news is next. You know, you can talk all you want about the performance of certain vehicles, but when it comes right down to it, your first interest in a vehicle is the way it looks. And I need to tell you about this 2020 Honda Passport. Honda likes to say it's built to explore, but it comes with 20-inch wheels. Dual exhaust finishers highlight the athleticism of the Passport, as they like to talk about it. But here's the thing. It's going to get you where you need to go, and it's going to get you there in comfort, seating up to five with spacious rear seats and offering plenty of legroom and even hip room.
Okay, if you're going to talk about the way it looks, the 2020 Honda HR-V is so sporty. It's the crossover, so it's not exactly an SUV, not exactly a sedan, and it is so much fun to drive. It's the perfect balance of technology and versatility and sporty style. And if you're out there buying a vehicle right now, don't make up your mind until you test drive an HR-V from Honda.
Because the more you compare, the more you know it's time to buy a Honda from your Utah Honda dealers.
Have you been diagnosed with cataracts? It can be scary, but I want you to know something. Hope's Vision cataract surgeons are trusted experts with decades of experience in restoring vision loss due to the development of cataracts. And Hoops Vision has two new lens options in their toolbox, the light adjustable lens and the Panoptix trifocal lens. The new Light Adjustable Lens gives surgeons the potential to provide unparalleled visual outcomes by customizing lens power. The PanOptics Trifocal Lens is designed to provide clear vision for near, intermediate, and far distance. Imagine reading and enjoying your favorite hobbies, working out, and even driving at night with reduced dependency on glasses. Hoops Vision offers the latest technology for improved outcomes. Call 877-30-LASIK or visit hoopsvision.com to schedule your cataract screening. Hoops Vision, world-class leaders in modern cataract surgery. Call 877-30-LASIK or visit hoopsvision.com.
This Easter, draw closer to Jesus Christ through music with the Tabernacle Choir and Orchestra at Temple Square and experience Handel's Messiah on Friday, April 10th at 7 p.m. Watch the concert via internet stream at tabchoir.org/messiah or enable the skill on your Amazon Alexa. Just say, Alexa, play the Tabernacle Choir, Handel's Messiah with the Tabernacle Choir Easter weekend. Log on to tabchoir.org/messiah for more details and streaming locations.
Just want to remind everybody, of course, that we will have all sessions at General Conference for you this weekend. Much needed time, too, here on KSL. 6:25 this morning. So much for the stimulus savings jobs. Details from Sean Michael Lyle now at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Yeah, Tim, the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts laid off the National Symphony Orchestra. Musicians get their last checks this week. Benefits expire at the end of May. The center president says with no shows, they have no revenues. But the $2 trillion stimulus bill Congress passed includes $25 million for the Kennedy Center. Senator Lindsey Graham telling Fox News,
you know, the Kennedy Center may be an amazing place to go. I'm sure it is. $25 million is a lot of money to the average American.
The Musicians Union is filing a grievance saying the center is also sitting on a $100 million endowment. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. KSL Drives gas prices are plummeting nationwide.
Not only are oil politics at play here involving Saudi Arabian output, but demand is way down in the U.S. and around the world. Airplanes aren't flying. Many people aren't driving their cars right now. There's a lot less commuting. All of that plays a role in the game of supply and demand. In the past 2 weeks, the price of regular unleaded has dropped nationwide to around $2 a gallon, according to the Energy Department. The cheapest gas right now is in the Midwest at $1.74 a gallon.
That's ABC's Alex Stone reporting. This morning, Gas Buddy reports Utah's statewide average is $2.33 per gallon for regular unleaded.
Let's turn to our financial expert, Amanda Dixon. Markets were up almost 700 points yesterday. So what do you anticipate this morning, Amanda, on the futures?
Oh, you're asking me?
Yeah. I thought you were just going to say they'll be down. And you would be right.
Yeah.
We've given back about 250 of those points on the Dow, 21,918. The S&P is off by 30. The NASDAQ is down 66. We will talk to the experts.
Well, I can tell you what they are now, but you're asking me what they will be? I have no idea, Tim.
Yeah, it's just that roller coaster ride that, unfortunately, we're getting used to. Adam Shapiro will join us later in the morning, and we'll find out what he knows about what's going on with your money. And we'll check your traffic and weather next.
It's so, so green.
Exactly, green.
At the beginning of every year, it's inevitable. You find yourself staring at your lawn and asking yourself the same old question. How am I going to do it this year? Do you really want to do it yourself? The answer?
Stewart's.
Stewart's.
And when you get five treatments, you get the sixth one free. So who's going to make your lawn green? Stewart's.
Green lawn, weeds gone, stewartslawn.com.
With Stewart's Lawn Care, you get Utah's number one local lawn care company and a lawn program that comes with a total satisfaction guarantee. If you see weeds or your lawn isn't green enough, send them a text and it's taken care of.
Yeah, let's see a bag of fertilizer do that.
And when you get five treatments, you get the sixth one free. So do you really want to do this all by yourself? Want a green lawn? Just log on.
Green lawn, weeds gone, stewartslawn.com.
You're dialed into Utah's morning news. Smart. When you head home today, turn KSL back up. This is Jeff Kaplan, and we have the latest from Utah's Capitol Hill. Coronavirus, traffic, stocks, my minute of news. All of it. We get you back home. 3 to 7 on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
This just in, your money misses you. Listen Friday to the movie show to find out if you have money that's owed to you and how you can retrieve it. Just visit mycash.utah.gov and listen into the movie show starting at 9. 6:29 means it's time for Triple Team Traffic, again brought to you by Mountain America's My Style Checking with Rewards. Here's Andy Farnsworth.
We've got a crash over in West Valley. It's on the eastbound side of 3500 South, just past 3200 West. It's all the way over to the right shoulder, and traffic getting by okay. No problems on I-15 right now between Point of the Mountain and downtown, and we're all clear out of Tooele County. Eric?
No crashes reported in Utah County right now. Looks good northbound from Spanish Fork to Point of the Mountain. Typical 24-minute drive time. And getting over to the freeway of the major feeders from Highway 6 in the south and Spanish Fork north to Timpanogos Highway, it's all looking good right now. Heather?
We're looking pretty good as well up through Weber and Davis County, even Box Elder County. No delays if you're going through Sardine Canyon on I-84 through Ogden Canyon. And things look good if you're on the main thoroughfares, I-15 Legacy Parkway, looking good into Salt Lake City. LDS Business College welcomes home recently returned missionaries. If your next steps include college, you can still apply for spring and for a first semester. 50% tuition scholarships. Hope to see you at LDSBC. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, and it's going to be a warm one today. Let's check the forecast with you, Grant.
Warm it up today with more clouds moving in and the breeze is picking up. 63 is going to be the high. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and 57. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 6:30.
It's 52 degrees.
Freeway's in great shape. One minor city street crash. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The coronavirus. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
The Washington Post reports the CDC is at least considering a recommendation for all Americans to wear masks in public in order to help stop the spread of COVID-19.
No final decision has been made, but if it happens, George Washington University Dr. James Phillips says yes, masks could help, but...
Will they help keep you from getting the disease? The answer is no. What happens, the way you get the disease is by inhaling particles that are like 5 microns in size, very, 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 very small, that would go through any silk scarf or cloth mask. But if you yourself are sick, even if you don't know it, and those are the ones we're the most worried about, by coughing into or breathing into a scarf or a cloth mask, you're preventing those droplets from getting out into the air around you, and that keeps someone else from inhaling it. Just like coughing in or sneezing into your elbow. It's the same concept. It's acting as a shield. So in that case, if I walked out and I saw people wearing scarves around their faces everywhere they go, I'd be a very happy doctor.
One of the concerns for medical professionals is that if everyone starts wearing masks, then people might not take social distancing recommendations as seriously.
Meanwhile, one of the largest retailers in the country says its employees have spoken and they want face masks.
So we'll start deploying masks to all million-plus employees.
The coronavirus. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik begins our live team coverage. John?
Yeah, Amanda, a Walmart executive is promising voluntary masks for 1 million-plus employees. Walmart Executive Vice President Dan Bartlett tells Fox News that it's all about giving workers and customers peace of mind.
To make sure that they feel safe. It'll be voluntary for them to wear those masks, but we feel it'd be important for them to know that they have those masks at their availability.
He says they'll also be implementing additional safety steps, including employee temperature checks every time they clock in. Bartlett urges shoppers to not come in crowds and just hang out, but rather get whatever few things you need and then get out. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
More than 16,000 Utahns have been tested for COVID-19, with more than 800 people testing positive. About 8% of those who test positive end up in the hospital. Here's Utah State Epidemiologist Dr. Angela Dunn.
We continue to increase at that rate. We will overwhelm our healthcare systems in the coming weeks.
There is some good news out there this morning, though. Only about 10% of the cases in Utah have come from community spread, or cases where the person infected did not have a traceable exposure to the virus. Experts say that's proof that our social distancing is working.
If you have an expired driver's license, you can keep it a little longer, and there is free parking in downtown Salt Lake City. The coronavirus, KSL News Radio's Mary Richards, continues our live team coverage. Mary?
Amanda, the Utah Driver License Division says police will not issue any citations for an expired driver license right now. They say they are only processing essential services and mostly by phone. That includes replacing a lost card and CDL processes. And they say renew within 6 months of this pandemic and you won't have to take the tests again. Salt Lake City, meanwhile, says the parking meters now are all no charge with no time limits. Any citations from the last week are dismissed, and residential parking limitations have also been lifted in the city. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Testing is about to take a big jump forward. KSL's top national stories. Let's go back to Sean Michael Lyle, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Tim, President Trump announced a new coronavirus test that gives results in as little as 5 minutes. Abbott Laboratory CEO Miles White tells CNBC they'll be producing 50,000 tests a day starting this week.
While 50,000 a day sounds like a lot, it's not enough, and we know that.
He says they're expecting to develop an at-home test in the coming weeks. Monday saw 550 Americans die of COVID-19, bringing the pandemic toll to more than 3,100. Dr. Tony Fauci says New York remains the epicenter, but other places like New Orleans and Detroit are flaring up.
Well, we're going to have all of these little mini outbreaks throughout various cities in our country.
He also warns of resurgence in places like Los Angeles. New York's tri-state area remains the epicenter of America's outbreak, nearly half the cases and deaths. That prompted Governor Cuomo to plead with healthcare workers in less affected areas.
Please come help us in New York now.
Many doctors and nurses are now traveling to help out in New York. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. A New York's U.S. Open tennis complex is converting indoor courts into a 350-bed hospital. The kitchens of the main stadium will make meals for patients, healthcare workers, and school children starting today. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Coming up on KSL, which grocery store chain will be giving away digital thermometers beginning tomorrow morning?
And we'll check your Triple Team traffic.
We've got one city street accidents, but the freeway's looking good right now. Northbound from Provo, southbound from Ogden to downtown Salt Lake. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time is 6:36.
It's nearly time for the much-anticipated 190th Annual General Conference of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Listen at home. Just say, Alexa, play KSL News Radio.
Sarah's complex is right here, Riverstone Apartments. Do you have the gate code?
No. Do you have the gate code?
No, just follow that guy's car in. We can beat the gates.
Good call.
Whoa, these things are really fast.
No matter how it happened, Caliber Collision makes it like it never did. With high-quality repairs, faster than ever, we restore the rhythm of your life. Caliber Collision.
How do we get your car out of here?
I don't know. Do you have the gate code?
Here's a tip to help keep Utah green. Sponsored by Ivory Homes.
Make your home more energy efficient. Choose windows with a low U-value. This rating tells you how well the window insulates. The lower the U-value, the better.
I'm Tino from 12220, and my community, a lot of families don't encourage higher education.
I'm Guy in zip code 40220. I like my neighborhood okay, but sometimes it's hard to make friends here.
The Y Achievers program opened my eyes to future possibilities and helped me prep for college.
At the Y camp, it's really a safe place. All of the people there are really accepting and nice.
At the Y, my zip code doesn't define my future.
I do.
Support your local Y at ymca.net/foraBetterUs.
Thanks again for waking up and starting your morning with Tim and Amanda here on KSL. Another big number this morning that's coming from Johns Hopkins University in Medicine. They've had this coronavirus resource center up and running since the beginning, but the total number of recovered individuals in the world now tops 172,000, nearing 173,000 this morning.
I always love hearing that number. Thermometers are essential commodities, especially now. KSL News Radio's Todd Fuchs tells us where to get one for free.
It's for customers at select Harmon's grocery stores starting tomorrow. They'll give you one digital thermometer per family until supplies run out. It's at these Harmon's locations: 7th Street Midvale, Draper, Bangor Crossing, Brickyard, The District, Mountain View, Santa Clara, and St. George. You'll have to drive through the pharmacy to get them, and 7 to 9 tomorrow is just for high-risk people over the age of 6.
An anonymous donor gave 3,300 thermometers to the grocery chain for them to give away.
More health insurance companies say they will waive cost sharing on coronavirus treatments. Cigna and Humana just announced patients on their plans won't have to pay for related hospitalizations, ambulance transfers, and any FDA-approved medications and vaccines that become available. Last week, Aetna became the first major insurer to waive those costs. Locally, DMBA has already announced copayments have been waived on evaluation, testing, office visits, and even urgent care or ER visits related to COVID-19.
We already know a sneeze, cough, or simply touching a surface can spread the infection. Researchers at the University of Utah will now try to learn more about how the virus spreads, including more about so-called super spreaders. They're getting an urgent grant from the National Science Foundation to study the transmission and infection of coronaviruses. We'll speak to one of the U of U researchers live at 8 o'clock on Utah's Morning News.
Going to be an interesting conversation.
I am looking forward to that. I didn't know there were such a thing. I didn't know some people spread the virus more effectively, although that's sort of a weird way to think about it, than other people.
You don't. It's not a thing you want to target and try for, but it's also...
Yeah, you don't want to be proud of that.
No.
I spread the virus.
It's also something that's out of your control, so going to be interesting to have that conversation this morning.
6:39, let's check the morning commute. Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's My Style Checking with Rewards, and we start with you, Andy.
Freeway's looking good in Salt Lake County, I-15, 215, and the 201 freeway. Minor crash eastbound on 3500 south, just after 3200 west to the right. And so far, no delays on 56th west up by the railroad tracks. It's still looking good. Eric?
Well, snow in Parley's Canyon is not a concern this morning. You've got dry roads if you're heading out to Park City or vice versa on I-80 this morning. And U.S. 40 also looks good along the Wasatch Bank. Down Utah County, expect normal travel times. Northbound from Springville to Point of the Mountain, 22 minutes with that route there. Heather?
We're looking pretty good as well through Weber and Davis County. Starting to see a few more cars on the roadway than we did about half an hour ago. But there's still not enough cars to cause any type of delay right now. That earlier crash up right on the Weber and Box Elder border looks like that is clearing out. Spend family time learning about the Savior with resources from Siegel Book. Come Follow Me through the Book of Mormon offers thought-provoking discussion and activities for all ages. Just $9.99 at Siegel Book. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. You're about to enjoy the warmest day of the week, according to Grant Wayman.
We've got some warmer days ahead here today. It's a breezy day with clouds moving in, but the temperature is going above 60, right about 63, and partly cloudy skies tomorrow up 57. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Already warm out there. It's 52 degrees.
Looks like the market has been pretty stable to positive in the last couple of days. What do we need to learn from that? We'll ask our market guru, Adam Shapiro, coming up in a moment right here on KSL News Radio.
You'll want to stay with us at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks again for waking up to Utah's news station.
Your ancestors preserved and prepared, and now there's a better way. With the Harvest-Rite Home Freeze Dryer, you can preserve all your favorite food for up to 25 years. Meats, fruits, vegetables, dairy, and complete meals can be easily freeze-dried right in your home, retaining their original fresh taste and nutrition. To order your Harvest-Rite Home Freeze Dryer, call us today at 801-335-4411 or visit harvestrite.com. That's 801-335-4411 or harvestrite.com.
Hi, Doug Wright. Over the past several weeks, you've heard me talk about Living Scriptures streaming, including On the Movie Show, where you could get the full library, 3,000 titles free until April 6th. The folks at Living Scriptures, they recognize the emotional toll that staying safe, staying home is having on some families. So until April 6th, the entire catalog is free to non-subscribers, no credit card required. This is a great gift to your family. You can stream all of your favorite feature-length films for Latter-day Saints, including The Fighting Preacher, a personal favorite of mine, back on the free lineup. Celebrate the restoration with wonderful movies, and The Work and the Glory is now the 16th film on the first vision in this collection. Plus, Living Scriptures has content to aid in the weekly Come Follow Me family study. All you have to do, go to livingscriptures.com/gift and sign up for your free access. Do that right now. And if you didn't have a chance to see Heart of Africa before the theaters closed, well, for about the price of a movie ticket, if you could buy a movie ticket, you can rent or own the Heart of Africa. See it at home. Get it now. livingscriptures.com.
There isn't one person the coronavirus hasn't affected. Restaurants and common areas are closed, and most employees are working from home. Oh, and don't forget the earthquake. This is Jeff Jr. from Trajan Wealth, and I want you to know that we're here for you and available for any financial questions you may have. We're virtual, and we can help you even over the phone. The stock market sold off very quickly and took many people by surprise. We've been proactive with our clients to help mitigate losses, but understand others may not have been so lucky. Now is not the time to stick your head in the sand. It's a time to take action and work with a local trusted financial firm who has your best interest in mind. So if you have questions or just want to talk, you can do everything from the convenience of your home. Call us. We're here for you and want to help. 801-899-7600. 801-899-7600. Or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
And the news at this hour is sponsored by Trajan Wealth.
Dave and Eugenific.
New reports say the CDC may be considering a new recommendation, face masks for every American. We're wondering if you'd wear one, if you could find one to buy. We're taking your live calls today on Dave and Dujanovic.
Dave and Dujanovic coming your way at 9 o'clock this morning. Hope you've already done this, but if you haven't, today would be a great day to download the KSL News Radio app onto your device, whether that's an Android or an iPhone, wherever you get your apps, download it today, and you'll have instant access to the late-breaking information your family needs. Thanks to our friends at Any Hour Services. KSL News Time, 6:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First, health experts say the COVID-19 pandemic will reach its climax here in Utah over the next couple of weeks. More than 800 people have tested positive so far in the Beehive State.
Second, Walmart is promising masks will be available to its 1 million employees on a voluntary basis over the next few weeks. A senior executive is also advising people not to shop in large groups.
Third, a quick check of the roads for you, brought to you by Mountain America's My Style Checking with Rewards.
Well, they're all moving along pretty nicely. A small crash we have in West Valley City. It's on 3500 South, heading east, right near 30th West. But that is good.
A lot of clouds today, up to 63. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
52 downtown.
Time now for the KSL in-depth. The stock market started the week on a positive note, but should we expect more of a roller coaster ride as this week goes on?
Joining us live is Yahoo Finance anchor Adam Shapiro. Can you help explain to me where we are right now, Adam?
Well, first, good morning, everybody, and I hope you are all well and healthy. Right now, you know, the S&P 500 is off from its peak. Remember, the peak was on February 19th. So we're down about 22%. The Dow is off about 23%. There seems to be a little bit of stability. I'm very apprehensive to say that because it is still a volatile time. But behind the scenes, what's going on is you've got the central banks worldwide trying to coordinate the availability of money to people who need to borrow. So what that means for you and me is it's calming financial markets. And one way we measure that is the VIX, the volatility index. And it's off. It was in the 80s last week. It's down to about 57, still high, but a little calmer than it was. So going into this trading session, right now futures are setting up for us to trade lower. But, you know, it's not the huge drops, at least not yet, that we saw the previous week.
I know that it is treacherous waters to try and figure out where the bottom of this market is, but I did notice that Mark Mobius, who is a name you're probably more familiar with than our listeners, who has been a longtime investor, he's 83 years old, thinks that we may have been there or at least we're close.
Well, there are some people who say that, and, you know, he's the founder of Mobius Capital Partners. So there are a great many people, and he's in his 80s. He's been through these kinds of ups and downs and collapses before. The problem with this one and calling the bottom now is this is a health crisis. And what you hear from the analysts who come onto Yahoo Finance is we've never been in this kind of situation. We're watching global demand get cut worldwide. We're talking about, in a worst-case scenario, a third of the U.S. population being unemployed. And no one can say for certain right now that that is not going to happen. So on this last day of the quarter, as we're setting up for an earnings season, first quarter earnings are going to be down. Second quarter is going to be a disaster. The expression, it's going to be home and in bed. You know, calling a bottom right now, even for incredibly smart and successful men and women, I'd be very careful of people who tell you we've hit the bottom.
So what role do oil prices play?
So right now we're seeing an attempt by President Trump and by Russia's Vladimir Putin to stabilize oil prices. Remember, part of this downturn we experienced towards the end of February and at the beginning of March was the price war between Saudi Arabia and Russia. Now, the president, our president, has called that nuts. So they've agreed that both sides are the U.S. and Russia, among the world's largest oil producers, are going to discuss, our energy ministers are going to discuss how to stabilize oil markets. The problem with this is that oil demand is falling tremendously. In a normal world, we need 100 million barrels of oil a day, but they are already cutting projections. They're saying that we're going to, when this is all over, oil demand may come back slowly, but right now we need 12 million barrels a day less than we needed in a normal world. So we only need 88 million barrels a day, and that's still falling. And yet, Saudi Arabia and Russia are producing so much oil that there's no place to store it. Eventually, it's going to cost more to put your oil in storage than it is to turn it into gasoline. There's this discussion of negative oil prices. It costs more just to keep the stuff on the sidelines. So we're looking at crude prices right now because of the president's talking, a little bit above $20 crude oil futures. But beware crude right now. There are people who are saying that oil is still going to fall more.
That's just crazy that it would cost more. It would cost more to store it than it would.
Tell
thank
me about
you, as
it.
Always,
I mean, I remember
Adam.
The gas lines when I was a kid in my grandmother's Buick.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. Thank you, as always, Adam Shapiro, with us on the In-Depth at 15:45.
It is 6:49. That means it's time for us to see, speaking of gas, how you're doing out there on your way in, if you're making that drive. Brought to you by Mountain America's My Style Checking with Rewards. How about now, Andy Farnsworth?
Well, Tim, all the roads looking clear. I-15 through Salt Lake County and haven't had any troubles coming out of Tooele on I-80 or 21st South. Got a minor crash on 35th South in West Valley. It's just after the 3200 West intersection as you head east towards I-215, but they've got it over to the right shoulder. Eric?
It's nice to have some dry pavement beneath your wheels this morning. You've got it on I-80 heading out to Park City this morning. No real troubles there. And heading north on the 215 eastbound, that's also looking good. Going up to Foothill Drive, Foothill on the way to the university area, that's also in good shape for northbounders. Down Utah County, no trouble there. Heather?
It's still a problem-free commute throughout Weber and Davis County with no delays on I-15 Legacy Parkway or the West Side Belt getting to the airport. Is your equipment ready for the next job? Diamond Rental can service and repair your equipment at 11 Wasatch Front locations. Contact Diamond Rental today or get more information at diamondrental.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, and it's warming up. Let's look at that 7-day forecast, Grant.
Clouds moving in, breezy and warm today, up to 63 degrees, partly cloudy up to 57 tomorrow, and then it's cooler on Thursday. Highs that day, 47. A lot of sunshine on Friday, we're up to 53. Partly cloudy Saturday, 55. Slim chance of showers. More showers Sunday, 59. And then more rain Monday, 50. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 52 downtown.
We're well into 2020. Are you where you thought you would be in your career? Getting you where you want to go is what the University of Utah's MBA programs and executive education are all about. There's an MBA format for every career stage with day, evening, weekend, and online schedules. As an MBA student, you'll gain access to one-on-one career coaching, professional development tools, and networking opportunities to help you find a new job, get a promotion and raise, or launch your own business. All of this is built into the program, and it results in some strong career outcomes for their students. University of Utah full-time MBA graduates report an average 105% salary increase. Part-time MBA graduates report an average 25 to 35% salary increase, and more than half report receiving a promotion while on the program. The University of Utah's MBA programs are accepting applications for 2020. To receive an MBA application fee waiver, visit utahmba.com/KSL. That's utahmba.com/KSL.
Can we talk? You live in a house. You depend on your water to drink, warm water to wash your hands with soap for at least 20 seconds, and the bath in. You depend on electricity for lights, cooking, refrigerating, air conditioning, heating, indoor air quality equipment for dishwashing and clothes. You depend on gas for heat and maybe cooking and drying. And drain lines. How do you feel about your drain lines? They certainly should get on with their job and not allow soapy water to congregate up around your ankles. Your fixtures, faucets, equipment, appliances, and ductwork should all do their jobs. Let's cut to the chase. We are plumbing engineers, sewer scientists, heating and air conditioning physicists, indoor air quality experts, electrical smarty pants, and water heater whisperers. And with an abundance of caution to protect you, your family, and our people, we are at your service. Pandemic or not, Whipple Service Champions here for you. We heard about the pandemic and chose to be part of the solution. Whipple Service Champions. For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
This is Jeff Stout with Fink & McGregor, Mortgages Made Simple. At Fink & McGregor, we do mortgages full-time. That's all we do. We don't sell other goods or services to our customers. We don't share information. We just do mortgages for those who need them. This is not true of banks or credit unions. Banks and credit unions are necessary in this day and age, but not for your mortgage. When you specialize in something, you just do it better. That's why we keep our focus in one place. If you feel like your bank is taking too long, if you feel like they are charging too much, if you feel like they are giving you the runaround, or if you feel like you just don't matter to them, I invite you to try us. You'll be glad you did. Fink & McGregor, Mortgages Made Simple, 801-264-9494. That's 264-9494. Or on the web at finkmcgregor.com. That's finkmcgregor.com.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you again by UCCU. Love where you bank. Macy's department store chain says it will stop paying tens of thousands of employees who were sent home after their stores closed because of the pandemic. The majority of its 130,000 employees, which includes stock people and salespeople, will still collect health benefits, but the company says it's transitioning to an absolute minimum workforce.
Sony Pictures says it will postpone the release of the new Ghostbusters movie and a new Marvel film called Moribus until 2021. Hollywood's summer blockbuster season is increasingly shutting down because of the pandemic.
Many people are out of work right now because of the pandemic, but there are still companies hiring. They include many grocery chains. Think about, the businesses that are getting slammed right now for various reasons. Amazon is getting hit hard, CVS, dollar stores, pizza chains need some delivery people, Lowe's, and a lot of others are actually looking for help right now.
A little more than a half hour before the opening bell, and the futures are down. Dow futures down 229, that's 1%. S&P futures down 29.7, that's a little over 1%. NASDAQ futures down 71.5, and that is just shy of 1%.
Subscribe to KSL's daily Three Things You Need to Know newsletter. Every weekday, we promise to deliver quality and high-value content to your inbox. No ads, no spam, no fake news. Just the top three things you need to know to stay informed about the world and community around you. Subscribe today. Visit KSLNewsRadio.com or text the word inbox to 57500. That's inbox to 57500.
If you're fed up with your credit card's high interest rates and your balances are so out of control that they never seem to go down, one call to Consolidated Credit can get the relief you need. Consolidated Credit has helped over 6 million people with credit card debt, and their certified credit counselors are ready to help you. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast without destroying your credit. The program works, and the consultation is free. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-211-6818. 800-211-6818. That's 800-211-6818.
Consolidated Credit Solutions, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
It is time for Utah Gives Back, a story about Utahns helping those in need. Here's Select Health's Community Relations Manager, Greg Reed.
The signs of the novel coronavirus, or COVID-19, include fever, cough, and shortness of breath, with severity ranging from mild to severe. Coronaviruses have existed as a cause for common respiratory illnesses. COVID-19 is a new strain. Currently, the risk you have is low unless you have traveled into an affected region where it has been spread throughout the area, or if you've been in close contact with someone who has been known to have the virus. If you are concerned that you could have COVID-19, then you can contact your doctor first or be screened by a Connect Care provider through a telehealth visit. Before you go to the doctor, call ahead and let them know about your travel and symptoms to limit potential exposure to others. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. If you are sick yourself, stay home. For more information, visit coronavirus.utah.gov. That's coronavirus.utah.gov. Select Health recognizes that staying healthy is another example of how Utah gives back.
Utah Gives Back, brought to you by Select Health, your local not-for-profit health insurance company.
KSL News Time now is 6:59. Let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's My Style Checking with Rewards. Back to you, Andy.
Amanda, a couple crashes. First, I-15 is southbound. We got a report of one just before the 45th South exit in Murray. Looks like it's over to the left shoulder. I don't see any slowdowns as a result of it. That's it. And then we got the crash 35th South eastbound just after 3200 West. No delays coming out of Tooele County. Eric?
It looks good along the 215 Bell routes right now. No problems on all sides. I-15 in Utah County is having normal progress from Santa Quinn Pace and northbound all the way up through American Fork and Lehigh. Heather?
We're not expecting any delays on the I-15 corridor. Right now, everybody's smooth sailing on dry roads from South Willard all the way into downtown Salt Lake. Zero Res leaves no dirt attracting residues behind, so your carpets stay cleaner longer. Schedule your cleaning today for just $33 per room. Clean three rooms, the fourth is free. Call Zero Res for details. Heather Kelly and the KSL Traffic.